sweet aroma. I'm bold and beautiful. I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning, something wonderful is about to make my day. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. Good morning, everybody. TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Or if we want to word it another way, that would be thank goodness it's Friday. Hang on for a PSA announcement. That's right. And what else happens on a Friday being just a wonderful, great day, right? Well, I know what it would be. There we go. A little bit of James Brown this morning, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. YMCA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, your biblical teacher, and your what? Independent clergy. Thank you so much, friends, for tuning in on June the 11th on a wonderful Friday, a fantastical Friday, and that would be on 2021, of course. Well, we got a great show lined up today, along with some great Bible teaching that I'm going to be going over here in a little bit. I wanted to go over real quickly and tell everybody, I've had some people ask me, how in the world do we get to your Facebook page? Because when you type in just the Morning Brew, you're going to come up with several different things. So what you got to do is type in the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Be sure to put Christian and then podcast. You'll see our new logo that has been almost a year, be a year in December, that my nephew Devin came up with, along with a little, it's like coffee beans and it circles around like the cream, and then it says on iHeartRadio. That's who we're syndicated by. Check the like button and follow me for free, F-R-E-E. All my Bible teaching, all my Christian comedy, everything is absolutely free. Share my podcast anytime. Not only do I do podcasts, I do radio work for iHeartRadio. We're at the iHeartRadio studio here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Very hot, muggy day. Goodness. Stay hydrated. be sure to drink plenty of liquid and drink plenty of water, of course. Now, before I get started, I also want to remind you, if you have any prayer requests, questions, comments, suggestions, email me anytime, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, we are syndicated on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio. Go to Apple Podcasts and give me a 5-star rating. I'd surely appreciate it. If you have an Apple phone, search up. There's a little purple button that says podcast. Click on that. Search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. It's going to have our old logo on there. Go ahead and subscribe for free, okay? Everything, again, is free. And then if you have an Android phone, download the free Android app. It's called Google Podcast. And you can download that, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. It had my old logo on there, still in the process of trying to get all that changed. And then you just subscribe for free. Now, if you're on Spotify, same thing, Morning Brew Christian Podcast. You just click on podcast, you'll find us there, and subscribe. I really would appreciate that. The more, the merrier. Okay, I am ready and pumped up, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on our show today on a Friday. And you got to be jumping jack ready, right? Drinking plenty of coffee. No characters today except for Mark Lowry. He is stepping in on a Christian comedy. Mark Lowry comedy today here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Got a Bible devotion called The Light of Life. Great Christian music. And I'm going to be kind of helping you guys with some helps here. I've had some people ask me. Going to go back to my biblical archives. How to disagree with family without destroying relationships. We have all been there, haven't we? In other words, you're disagreeing with your family members. Heaven forbid, maybe mom, dad, brother, sister, and create a wedge. Get it fixed and get an immediate fix immediately. Now, you're saying, T.A., I don't know if I can get it fixed. Well, you may not be able to, but pray about it and give it to God. And that includes your children. You know, you may have a daughter-in-law, son-in-law, whatever it may be. Get a fix on it and do the best you can do and go to immediate intercessory prayer. So I'm going to give you some helps on that, okay? All right. Let's get jumping jack ready. What do you say? Stretch those arms, those ligaments, right? It's been a rough week for some of y'all. Now it's time to enjoy and savor the moment, right? And we can all thank this for Dr. Funk for doing this. All right, doctor. Let's get it rolling. Jumping jack ready. I'm going to do it this way. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Hold on. Wait a minute. Come on, gang. Let's do a little better than that. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four, three, two, one. Let's roll. Whoops. Wrong one. Let's roll. I'm doing it on one cup of coffee on my second cup right now. It's crazy radio buttons that I have to press. There we go. Okay. Well, it's normal to have a little oops every once in a while, isn't it? Well, today's Bible devotion, friends, on a Friday, is called The Light of Life. If you go to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 21, Scripture simply says, "Your faith and hope are in God." You know, we used to look at this world that we lose sight of the next. We get so used to the darkness and the chaos, which there's a lot of it on this world, suffering and the violence, and we lose sight of the brightness of Him who alone could say, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Find that in scripture verse, John chapter 8 and verse 12. You see, friends, He alone is the Lamb of God who takes away sin of the world. It's in John chapter 1 and verse 29. He alone is the hope of the hopeless and also the Savior of the lost, the God of the wondering. He alone is the radiance of God's glory and the exact reputation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. Find that in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. Today, world leaders struggle with almost the immersional amount of problems, and there's a lot of them. And they always will. But in the midst of the world's persistent darkness, never lose sight of Jesus. He is alone is the hope. He alone is the hope of the world and is your hope as well. Remember that. Jesus is your hope. He's all of our hopes. Amen? Amen. Stand by. He's here. on a taped. I got it on the tape one. He gave me a tape one. So Mark Lowry, Christian comedy. Y'all enjoy.
But getting old is on its way. Oh, and before I get carried away, let me tell you, this is Lord Song right here. I want y'all to meet Lord Song. His name is Kim and Yai. This is Kim and Michael Lord. That's the name. Lord Song, they own the group. You thought they're spiritual. No, it's their last name. Lord Song. And this is Amber Maxine Franks Baltziegler. She got married January 1st. Now she's a Baltziegler. She's on her honeymoon right now. Spending it with y'all. Baltziegler. You know she's got to love that man to take that name. Baltziegler song didn't have a ring to it, so they went with Lord song. And over here is Stan Whitmire. Mr. Stan Whitmire. And they travel with me everywhere I go. And this is my 25th year, my 25th anniversary of doing whatever it is I do. 1980, thank you. I graduated from college and started traveling and singing little churches, little independent Baptist churches, because that's all that knew I was on the planet. And I remember I used to set my sound system up on the Lord's Supper table, and I had a reverb switch right there, you know, so I could run it myself, because I got tired of waiting on the little old man at the back of church to run the track. So I'd run it myself, and I had a foot switch that turned the reverb on and off, so I could, when I sang, I sounded a lot better than I really do. Gives you that Johnny Mathis reverb. Chances the highest end. The moment you come into your E. And then Bill Gaither found me in 1988 and let me join his group. And I have watched myself age on video. Do you know how traumatic that is? You look at those old videos and you're young and you know, I've turned gray-headed. I got bags under my eyes. That's the reason I'm coming to Hollywood. I'm going to find me a plastic surgeon. Because everybody out here has got them one. I've never seen so many sock monkeys in my life. Well, you know, and I think you ought to do it. Why not? I got bags under my eyes now. I can't even see people when I smile. Where'd you go? Oh, there you are. It's 46, I'm 46. You know, 100 years ago, people my age were dead. People didn't have the luxury of growing old 100 years ago. You made it to about 50 years of age. You had 14, 15, 16 kids because you had no TV. And half of them would live, maybe, and they'd make it to 40, then they'd drop dead. And now we got medicine that makes us live to 90 and 100, I mean, old. And people my age are having babies now. You gotta stop that. Good night. If the parental population keeps aging, one day we're gonna go to Little League and there ain't gonna be nothing but handicapped parking.
A little bit of Mark Lowry comedy, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. You know, it's a blessing just to play a little bit of Mark. And he does have a website. You can kind of listen. He has sing-alongs, and bless his heart. He was a very big special part of Bill Gaither. And, you know, if you get a chance, y'all check it out. You'll really enjoy it. He pops up and he does live versions from time to time. Now, he doesn't answer any messages, but if you are on live with him, I have a direct way of reaching him. But if you leave him like a message or something, just be sure to kind of, you know, just say hi to him and stuff. He'll respond back to you. So, oh, goodness. Leave it to Mark Lowry. Okay. That being said, I'm ready for some music before we get started on our lesson. Toby Mac, his new one. Help is on the way.
Stand by what he claimed. Lived enough life to save. I heard your heart. see your pain out in the dark, out in the rain. Feel so alone, feel so afraid. I heard you pray in Jesus' name. It may be midnight or midday. It's never early, never late. He gon' stand by what he claimed. I lived enough life to say that.
To all
That's that new hit song by Mercy Me, Inhale, Exhale, On Our Way with Sam Wesley and Bart and company. And I'll tell you what, if you get a chance to get the album or download the album, I encourage you to do that. Now, we played that. If you go back on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, we did a spotlight on the new album. Bart gave me the new album, and we were able to get that taken care of. So, for you guys to listen to, you just had to go way back to catch that, probably about a couple of months ago. All right, well, today on a Friday, we are going to talk about how to disagree with family without destroying relationships. We've all been there, haven't we? I've been there, you've been there. It's nothing out of the norm. You know, it was Benjamin Franklin, friends, who once said, "In the course of my observation, the disrupting, contradicting, and refuting people are generally unfortunate in their affairs. They get victory sometimes, but they never get goodwill." You know, which would be more used to them. His observations, of course, made sense in the light of the many relationships being destroyed through stubborn disagreements and irreconcilable differences. You know, it's sad to witness entire families divided when the Bible clearly gives a clear direction on the ways to disagree with our loved ones without letting those disagreements destroy our relationship. There's a powerful passage, I should say, in Scripture, and you may want to highlight this in the book of James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18 that says, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first all of pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good spirits, impartial and sincere." You see, peacemaker friends who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. It is the wisdom found in these scriptures that gives us the guidance on how to navigate disagreements without letting them get blown up into proportion. What I'm going to do is I personally have prayed these biblical attributes that will give you a new perspective in dealing with loved ones who aren't on the same page as you. I pray that this will help you with these ongoing arguments and differences within your family. Most of all, I pray that you will have peace, unity, and love in all of your relationships moving forward. First one I want to talk about, and there's just a few of them today on a Friday. Be peace-loving. There are those who are peace and those who love to fight. But for Christians, having a combative spirit doesn't bring the unity that God desires. Even when you disagree with family members, try to be peaceful about it. Purpose to be someone who is kind, gentle, and peace-loving, as the Bible instructs. Good scripture verse you may want to highlight and keep in your notes is the book of Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9. Scripture says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the Son of God." James chapter 3 and verse 18 is another good one too. "And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." And I have another one for you. The book of Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 11, "Finally, brothers, rejoice amid for restoration, comfort one another, agree with one another, live in peace, and God of love and peace will be with you." So basically, what's your point, CA, on this first segment? Well, I want you, being a peacemaker doesn't mean compromise God's truth. It does, however, mean that you should keep love front and center. When you love others, despite their opinions and beliefs, we're promoting a sense of peace that cannot be easily overturned. You can disagree with your family and still keep the bond of peace in Jesus' name. So let's say a little prayer while we're kind of going along here. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, please help me be a peacemaker according to your word instead of having an argumentative nature. Help me seek peace and unity within my family relationships. Forgive me for being combative and stubborn at times. I seek heavenly wisdom today by loving peace and seeking to be peaceful with everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. Another thing that you want to keep in mind is that you need to be considerate. What? CA? Yeah, you need to be considerate. Listening well, speaking calmly, responding instead of reacting. These are biblical ways of showing consideration to someone you disagree with. In contrast, harsh words that attack, cut people down, or display rudeness never bring resolution to the argument. Be considerate to your family members who disagree with you. Try to put yourself in their shoes and understand why they believe what they believe. Chances are you will remain kind and considerate. You'll diffuse arguments instead of igniting them. And hopefully, you'll see as a safe person that loved ones can turn in times of need. The Bible says this about being considerate. And make note on some of these. There's three scriptures that can tell you. Highlight these. The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Do nothing from rivalry or consentment, but in humanity count more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also other interests of other people. The book of Titus, chapter 3 and verse 2. Speak evil of no one. Avoid quarreling, be gentle, and show perfection, courtesy toward all people. Thirdly, book of Matthew, chapter 7 and verse 12. So in everything, do to others what they have them done to you. This sums up the laws and the prophets. But friends, keep in mind, being considerate isn't difficult when we focus on doing unto others that what we would do unto us. The golden rule is, as we've all heard, a beautiful rule to follow, especially when we disagree. Don't let a lack of consideration destroy your relationships. So let's pray for this. If anybody's going through that, this is a prayer I want to share. Heavenly Father, help us develop a heart of consideration for others and live by the golden rule. Remind us to treat our loved ones as we would be treated. Show us how to be considerate, even when we don't feel like it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Third point I want to make is I want you to be submissive. Submissive has become a negative word in our society, if you think about it, friends. But it's also a positive action in Scripture. As mentioned, and highlight this in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 21, Scripture says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. In other words, friends, rather than trying to be right all the time, why not agree to disagree with a heart of grace and submission? This doesn't mean that you have to submit to false beliefs or ideas that are opposite to the Bible, but instead you submit to stopping unfruited arguments before they destroy your relationship. You see, submission isn't a sign of weakness, but instead it's a portrayal of great strength. Even if the other person views it as cowardly or weak, God views it as peace and loving and wise. Peace and love is just simple. So, let me give you some scriptures, okay? A couple of them. Highlight, book of 1 Peter, chapter 5 and verse 5. Scripture says, likewise, when you were younger, be subject to the elders, clothe yourself, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God's oppose the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Another one you want to make note of, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17. Obey your leaders and submit them, for they are keeping watch over their souls. And as those who have to give an account, let them do this with joy and not groaning, for they would be no advantage to you. You see, friends, commitment to those submissive to those who oppose you. Stating the truth and letting God work. Allow the Holy Spirit inside of you, because God's three in one, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, to move you in submitting others out of reverence to Christ. So let's say a prayer for you on that. Holy God, help us to be submissive in order to show humility. Prevent us from fueling arguments from a place of resistance and instead allow submission to show our loved ones that we are committed to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Another point I want to make is be filled with mercy. Showing mercy to others can move mountains in relationships. Think about it. Mercy dissolves arguments and speaks volumes to the receiver. It offers an extended hand of warmth and even the worst of disagreements. Instead of judging or criticizing your loved ones, try offering a bit of mercy, friends. Even when it's difficult, it will be one of the quickest ways to stop the heated argument and bring unity. A lot of times I use the example, I don't want to start a firestorm. And you don't want to start a firestorm. they kind of think about it when you say that. You know, like at work, one guy was telling me, let me just stop here for a minute before I give you some scriptures on that. He said, well, there's some things I don't agree with you on. That's fine, but I'm not here to start a firestorm. What did he do? He ended up stepping out and walking out of the team room. Well, that's just part of it. I'm going to be nice, but I'm going to state my opinion. And my opinion is I'm not going to start a firestorm. And that's a good example. Here's some scriptures on encouragement that's going to help you. I got three of them, so make note of them. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12. Put on them as God chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Also in the book of James chapter 2 verse 13, for the judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. In Malachi chapter 6, verse 8, make note of this. He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly in the Lord. So friends, as you are filled with God's mercy, let it overflow to others. In your family disagreements, you decide to remain peace, loving, considerate, submissive, and full of mercy. Now you will not keep your relationships intact, but you will also be better equipped to witness to those who aren't walking with the Lord. So let's say a prayer for you guys on these situations. Merciful God, show us how to offer mercy for those who oppose us. Instead of continuing to argue, help us take a step back and realize that mercy triumphs over all disagreements. Most of all, help us to keep the unity and the peace. For the sake in your name, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So hopefully that will help you how to disagree with family without destroying relationships. And you're probably like, well, CA, what are you getting to? Well, what I'm getting to is peace and love. As Christians, we're not going to always walk the walk and talk the talk. You know, we've always got challenges in our lives. But we need to remember that we are God's children. We are all God's children, and we need to reach the lost. We are the hands and feet of Jesus. And you can do that with prayer with your family. So keep that in mind. But before we lead off in prayer on a Friday, I want to play a song that goes with this. And we all know this. Matthew West. This is all really kind of based on a true story, as you well remember. It's called Forgiveness. Think about it as you're drinking coffee this morning on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Set it free.
There is no end to what its power can do. So let it go and be amazed by what you see through eyes of grace. The prisoner that it really frees is you. Forgiveness.
Amen. And that is a great song by Matthew West called Forgiveness. And you know, we need to forgive. We may never forget everything, but we need to forgive. So let's come united in prayer on a Friday. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, we pray for a good Friday. Watch over, God, and protect us to and from work or whatever we may be doing. Let us have a great upcoming weekend. For we ask all of this in your precious name. Amen. Friends, I wanted to make a quick note and let you know we're going to have Billy Graham Saturday. I've got a Billy Graham Saturday that will be posted out tomorrow. So we're trying to do at least a Dr. Billy Graham once a week, unless I'm on vacation or something. But we do have a Billy Graham coming up. I don't know which one we're going to play, but we're going to have that on the air. So I hope you guys enjoy that. Again, questions, comments, prayer requests, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Well, this is CA at the iHeartRadio studio here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Your on-air personality, your biblical teacher, you name it, I'm your everything, independent clergy. We're here for you. We love you. Y'all have a great day. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.